First event on the program at Kilmore today. Track ratings are good four. It is a maiden over the 1,600 metres. Five Rasmussen comes out. Shorty here is starring on at $2. Joe's Giggle at $3.80. Iron Dragon at $5. $7 Reforestation. 10 Let It Rip Ribji. And one Bowie Evil at $23. How are we getting the stay off to a winning start, Harry? Is it with the Shorty?
Yeah, we'll take the short way home, Brendan, with the Starion. Deserved favourite, comes through a stronger maiden first up. The winner ran well at Ballarat in stronger grade yesterday. Combine that with the fact that the stable and the jockey both have good stats here, and their combination together is fruitful. There'll be plenty of fans, including Dean Lester, so watch that price plummet now. Joe's Giggle, coming off a freshen, has Commander Harry form from two back, only got narrowly beaten last start over the trip. Iron Dragon, third up, blinkers on, up to the mile, looks a chance. And then maybe Reforestation could potentially lead. Stuck on okay last time out. 10, 9, 8, 6.
10, 9, 8, and 6. Carbon copy here for my selections. Starion, second up from a break. Form through Womgoom. Looks pretty good after his performance at Ballarat yesterday. 9 goes in for second. Joe's Giggle, runner-up at Wodonga last time out over the 1590. Stays at the trip. 8, Iron Dragon, third up from a break. And 6, Reforestation, can improve off the Ararat effort first up behind Havisham. So 10, 9, 8, and 6 for both Harry and myself in race number 1. Race number 2 is a 3-year-old maiden. 1,100 metres is the distance for this event. A host of scratchings here. Put the pen through runners 2, 4, 5, 9, 10, and 13. Tabfix Dodd's favourite is 1, Along the River at $2.90. 11, Nice for What at $3.20. 12, The Globe, $3.20. 5.50, Game to Love. Rupert's Delight, $26. Kid and Caboodle, $34. Caesar Bazan is a $101 chance. Who do we like in the second, Harry?
I agree with the market. I'm with Along the River. Recent jump out. He was pushed along to win the heat. That's fine. He beat all bar Lloyd's Crown on debut last prep. That's as good a form reference as any. Drawn to do no work for a forward spot. It's just there for him if he's good enough. Nice for What. Was keen first up, but solid. Beaten only by a handy one. Fitter now. Can understand the horse being right in the market. The Globe has been in the minor money. Both runs this prep in New South Wales. So a little bit hard to line that form up, but Fred Kersley coming for one ride for Team Godolphin. People have their eye on that. And Game to Love, recent jump out was solid. One prior was just okay, but scratched yesterday in preference to this race. 1-11-12-8.
1-11-12-8 from Harry. I'm going with number 8, Game to Love, given a solid hit out to win the most recent Caulfield jump out. Nicely bred filly by I'm Invincible out of Lady Sharapova. I think she can come to the races on debut and win. 12, The Globe, putting in for second earlier on in her career. She had form around General Bow. She brings some Sydney form with her in her two runs at Hawkesbury and Kembla Grange. I think that's good enough for her to continue on here third up and be competitive. Nice for What? Chase 16 Explorer over the 1,000 last time out at Ballarat. Wasn't all that far away after riding the speed in the Champagne, the run previous at Moonee Valley, and then one Along the River, who is resuming 8, 12, 11 and 1 in race number 2. On to race number 3 on the program. This is a maiden over the 1,200 metres. Scratchings here from the third are runners 1, 5, 6, 15 and 17. Note number 5, a late scratching there. Brunel at 8.09 on Vet's advice. Put Patrick Maloney on number 12, Extreme Step. Pampelona Lad is the favourite here. Daniel Moore rides for the Ellerton Zara combination at $2.60. Running Commentary at $4.40. Extreme Step, $4.60. Jack of it at $6. Kermadam at $12.18 for our Ginger Ninja. And Prancine, a $23 chance.
I am really keen on number 2, Jack of It. I thought he stuck on really well on debut after going hard up front. It's worth noting the horse that beat him is called Otello. That horse goes around today, odds on at Swan Hill in a stronger race. Now, Otello had really good Sydney form prior to winning that race last start. He finished within a length of a horse that subsequently split Fangirl and yesterday's Eureka Stockade win a decent rein. So I know I've gone down a bit of a form line rabbit hole here, Brendan, but that form looks very, very good to me. $6, Jack of It, I'm keen as mustard. Extreme Step looked really sharp in a Flemington jump out, deservedly in the market. Running Commentary, good jump out winner. Bred for further. At a price, our Ginger Ninja, I thought was pretty consistent last prep. Some of those times, they were in half-decent maiden. So at a price, include in your chances. But really keen on the two, ahead of 12, 8 and 11.
2, 12, 8, 11 from Harry. I'm going to go with the debutantes here. Number 8 running commentary on top for mine. Cranbourne jump out winner looking for an aggressive ride from Newitt to be up on the speed and take some running down. Pampelona Lad was solid in a Flemington jump out. Comes here on debut. We're drawn wide, expecting both to roll forward. 5 goes, two now goes in for third, Jacobit, off that run on speed on debut at Chuka, and then 12 Extreme Step, another one of the debutantes, in for fourth. 8, 7, 2 and 12 in race number 3. Fourth event on the program today is a Benchmark 64 over 1,450 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 11 and 12. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Kiss Me If You Can, $3.20. Deal Blaster, $3.80. Miss Gobcane, $4.40. Unconquered Sun at 6. Paint Me Red, $6.50. Decker, 11, 17. Manhattan Sting. Who are we tipping in the fourth, Harry?
It's an interesting race, this one. I'm going with Paint Me Red. Just forgive last start in trying heavy conditions. To my eye, he was a bit keen early, and there were a few piloting errors from the jockey. Key gear change, Josh Richards back aboard, who rode two back when he nearly won at Track and Trip, noting the winner of that race has won again since. Kiss Me If You Can, knocked off that long overdue maiden two back, has won again since. He can certainly just keep on winning. Miss Gobcane, I think, is the class runner of the field, has placed in both first up runs prior, but probably needs further. Deal Blaster, good winner last start with 63 kilos. Didn't beat much. Run two back at Mornington was very good, though. 5-3-4-2.
5-3-4-2 from Harry. I'm going to be happy to have something each way here on Concord Sun. He doesn't win out of turn. Stepping out to a distance range where he can improve. Probably not the ideal track for in Kilmore to get back and run on, but he has gone forward previously. He might take a little bit closer seat from that low draw, and if he gets the brakes at the right time, he can be more than competitive here. Kiss Me If You Can. Hannah Powell has really found the key now to this Olonro gelding, and should be ready to fire and continue on the winning day, winning way on the Hometown Cup Day. Deal Blaster off that last start win at Hamilton goes in for third, and then Miss Gobcane, as Harry touched on, she's probably the best horse in the race, but she's going to need a little bit further than 1450 to show her best. 7-3-2 and 4 in race number 4. On to race number 5, this is the first leg of the Quaddy at Bet365 Kilmore. It's a Benchmark 70 over 1200 metres, and scratchings from this event are runners 6, 9, 10 and 11. Check you have T.O. Nugent on Pioneer River, horse number 3. Overkill is the $3.30 favourite. Pioneer River, $3.50. Red Snap, $4.60. River Twain, $5.50. Smarter Listen, $7.50. Foxy Lady, $12 and $13 for Platini.
I will go with Red Snap back on firmer footing after a solid enough effort on heavy track last time. First up run at Geelong was solid. Crestani form's good form. Just looks a nice race for him. Pioneer River I've marked as the danger. Another with Crestani form. Good effort at Horsham prior to a freshen. Overkill I thought was the other key hope. Was wide throughout last start at the Valley. Did a good job considering. Run two back at Hamilton was good. He pretty much did everything but win. And then River Twain, woeful on a heavy deck last start. Wasn't particularly taken with his first up run prior, but in saying that, overall form is pretty good, so I wouldn't be completely writing him off. 4-3-2-1.
4-3-2-1 from Harry in the first leg of the Quaddy. I agree with Red Snap number 4. Very good at Geelong. First up, struck that deteriorating track there at Kyneton on Cup Day. Back onto some firmer ground, I think, will suit. Overkill goes in for second. Josh Richards takes the kilo and a half off. Expect him to be not too far away from the speed, pressing forward from wide out. River Twain, another one that comes through that Kyneton meeting on the deteriorating track on Cup Day. Maybe just a little bit too fresh there when he resumed at Geelong in the dual choice, but expect a better showing from him today. And then number 8 Platini, who's third up, also comes through that dual choice race fresh. 4-2-1 and 8 in race number 5. On to race number 6 on the program. This is the Benchmark 64 over the 1,600 metres. 3 Puffin Stuff comes out here. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Master Fontana, number 9, 370. Storm's Colour, 440. NAC, $1.5. Bonamassa at $5.50. Toosby, 7. Sea Crossing, 12. Nuclear Energy, a $13 chance, Harry.
Yeah, I'll go with Master Fontana coming off a good maiden win over the trip last start. We've seen second place getter come out and win its maiden nicely at its next run as well. Froggy sticks on. I just think the horse is progressive enough to measure up and go on with it. And the market tends to agree. Bonamassa, freshen, back in trip, handful of gear changes, in for second. He'll be in the first half of the field. Form around is good enough for this. I expect he gets his chance. Mac 1 went from the mile to 2,200 last start. Did the best he could. Good effort after being wide, two back, and won the start prior to that. And then Storm's Colours on a two-day backup, next best in the quaddy, 9.628.
9.628 from Harry. I'm going to go with 6 Bonamassa here. Has been stretched out in trip last couple, right up on the speed there at Ballarat last time out. Comes back to 1,600, placed in both his tries there. Has a nice draw to send him close to the speed today. I think he's just much more effective at the mile. Mac 1 goes in for second, stretched out in trip last time, as Harry touched on, there at Morfettville. Comes back to 1,600 metres, which suits him. 8 goes in for third. Storm's Colour on the quick backup. And then number 9, which is Master Fontana, lightly raced. Nice win there at Maui to break maiden status over this trip. And can go on with it from that 6 to 8 and 9 in race number 6. Seventh event on the program is the feature event. The bet's 365 Kilmore Cup. Listed event over 1,600 metres. 3, 4 and 8 are the scratchings here. Tapfixed odds favourite is Imperial Lad number 5 at $2.80. Sir Simon $3.40. Just a Canter $4.40. $5 High Stranger. Laugh Along Best of the Rest at $19.
At first glance, I thought Imperial Lad usually vulnerable at the back end of the mile, but he has placed in 3 out of 4 over the trip. Then I looked at the form all around him. Smacked subsequent winner yesterday, Silent Sovereign. 2 back, beat All But Elephant earlier on in the prep. Down to 54 kilos, he'll lead. I think he can cling on and win. High Stranger, good effort post-freshen last start, now up to his pet drip with winning jockey aboard. Just a Canter, 1-2 of his past 4, both in stakes grade. Still maybe suspect over the mile for mine, and 60 kegs on his back. Sir Simon, unbeaten this prep. You can tie that form in with High Stranger here via Queen Lediva, and that sort of suggests to me that he is talented but might just be a rung below the other key hopes. 5-2-1-6.
5-2-1-6 from Harry in the cup. I'm going to go with Mr. Consistency himself in number 2, High Stranger. Never runs poorly. Doesn't matter if it's 1,600, 2,000, 1,200. I think his sweet spot, though, is a mile. That's where we've seen him win some solid races. I think from barrier 6, he can find a nice spot close to the speed, which will be there and be the one coming on strongest late. 5 Imperial Lad in for second. Lump the big weight in the Peninsula Cup. Was good at Moonee Valley the start prior and gets down to the 54 kilos here. 1 goes in for third, Just a Canter. Dominant in the Lithgow. Race wasn't there to suit him in the Chatham, and he still ran really well behind Age of Chivalry. And then the Tasmanian Sir Simon, who's unbeaten this time in and has a terrific record at 1,600 metres. 2, 5, 1, and 6 for mine in the Bet365 Kilmore Cup. On to the final event on the program. It's a benchmark 64. 2,000 metres is the distance for this one. 10, Royale is the scratching. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is 3, Royal Volley at $3. 1, Redwood Rising, $3.40. Annunciate to 4.60. Packers Bond at 9. Millstone at 11. Sphere at 13. 14, Bruno Star, 23 for Chestnut Thunder.
I thought Annunciate was quite good first up over the mile, and he should derive good benefit from that run, as well as Relish 2,000 metres. Wide draw, but he should go forward park just off the leader. I know he was going over the jumps at the back end of last prep, but prior flat form reads well for this, in my opinion. Redwood Rising, third up and ready to win, much like last prep, but 62 kilos and maybe getting far back and running on, that could be a bit of a query. Conversely, Royal Volley will lead, was a winner at track and trip last start. The market is in its corner, and Packers Bond should appreciate being back on firmer footing. At a bit of a price, I'm happy to chuck into the quaddy. 5-1-3-2.
5-1-3-2 for Harry. I'm going to go with one at an each-way price here and hope he can get it right today. He got it wrong at Flemington, that being Sphera, race 8, number 7. He got it right at Horsham over 1,800 in a 58, and he was really good, ran them into the ground there. He went to Flemington in a benchmark 80, had 53 on his back, and just got it all wrong. He dropped out and finished towards the tail of the field. When he gets it right, he's very effective. give, and Kilmore might be the track for him to do that on. Five in for second, Annunciate took to jumping very, very nicely at the back end of last preparation, but it was an encouraging return behind Star Spangled Baby at Maui, who's since come out and run well at Moonee Valley. Packers Bond goes in for third. Forget about that run on the deteriorating track behind Holster there at Kyneton in a leader-dominated race, and then Redwood Rising, who's getting fitter. 7-5-2-1 after the running of race, or for the running of race number eight. Harry, your best value, Cotty, and play of the day for Bet365 at Kilmore Cup Day.
I'm going to make my best the $6 pop in race three, number two, Jack of It. Value, race four, number five, Paint Me Red. Quaddy, first leg 2-3-4, second leg 2-6-8-9, third leg 1-2-5, last leg 1-2-3-5. Play of the day, I'm hoping we kick off the card with a couple of winners, so I'll have an all-up. Race one, number 10, Starion, into race two, number one, Along the River.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Same to you, Brendan.
Harry White there with his thoughts on the Kilmore Cup program. My best, I think we can get the money early. It's going to be short, but I think it'll be winning. Race at one, number 10, at Starion. For the value, just hoping Sphera gets it right in the last. Race eight, number 7. For the quaddy, first leg, 1-2-4-8. Second leg, 2-6-8-9. Third leg, 1-2-5-6. Bring it home, 1-2-5-7. In the cup today, Scott Brunton has Sir Simon across from Tasmania, looking to keep his winning run intact. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. Sir Simon makes his return to the mainland today. We haven't seen him since the Greys race at Flemington a couple of years ago, but he seems to be building a nice little resume of form this time in.
Yeah, he's doing a great job, the big fella. He's he come back and he's two good wins. We tried to stay with him last campaign, sort of sort out the Hobart and Manchester Cups, but that didn't work out. So, he's come back in really good order. He's travelled over there a lot better this time than he did last time, hence the long gap between heading back over the water. But, he's in good nick. Would have loved a wet track. Was hoping for a wet track. Would have suited us a lot better. I think it's a small field, but a bit of quality in it. And be good to see where we stand.
He drawn barrier five, Imperial Ladder, another horse that really likes to roll forward, has drawn underneath with Linda Meach on. Are we going to make a play for the lead, or are we going to be just happy to let Imperial Ladder roll through underneath and sit to his outside?
Look, mate, we're a big free rolling horse, and we don't really have a turn of foot. Miles, our best distance, in my opinion. He's slow to move, but you sort of get a you've got to give him a good dig out of the gate. It takes a bit of winding up, and then he gets rolling. So, look, if they're willing to roll along at a genuine tempo, they'll probably lead us, and we'll sit to their outside. But we won't be looking for any cosy run. So it's probably just not doesn't work for our blokes. So. Hell or high water, if we're leading or sitting second, we'll be getting going at about down the hill there, I reckon. So that'll be the plan. No good of changing anything now, especially when you're sort of a better grade, sort of race to your strengths.
And well, Scott, he's best. Well, you've yet to miss a winner's check this time in, Scott. May that continue for you today in the Kilmore Cup at Lister level.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Thanks very much, mate.